Another one. Is the Joneses at 27 now? New porcelain paving. Looks like Teralis Nordic. Everyone's going Nordic these days. Is the same fella doing it again? Ooh, dark. Baff. He's using dark baff seeker jointing compound. Bet he's got a trade account at you, son.
Teralis porcelain paving from £22 per square metre and seeker fast fix jointing compound at £29.99 each. Plus, get 10% off if you buy two tubs. All trade prices ex VAT at 20%. So now you can keep up with the Joneses.
And the Evanses.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, so let's do this. This should be kind of fun. This is silly. Now, we got to keep it PG. Come on. We got to be grown-ups here. But we want to know, what did you get in your mouth? I threw it up on Facebook last night, and some of the comments were absolutely fantastic. I put it up there because just like 2 nights ago, we had wrapped up dinner, and Nick Nack was doing some of the dishes. I was cleaning the table, and there was a pot sitting next to the sink. And we had made this stir-fry concoction thing with sausages and various vegetables and some noodles. And as I walked by and I looked in that pan, there was like, I don't know, maybe 10 little corn kernels left.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of, you know, blackened because they were down in the bottom of that pan. I was like, oh, those are the best ones.
Charcoal,
you know? Oh,
exactly.
They got the good flavor.
Mm.
So I went boop, 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 boop with my fingers and grabbed about 10 of them and whoop, popped them in my mouth just to go, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What happened?
What is wrong? And Nick Nack's like, oh, I just sprayed soap in there to get the pan clean. And here I am blowing bubbles out my mouth.
Oh, ew.
Like,
gross.
It was so gross, you guys.
And you were
nasty.
Expecting it to be so good.
I wanted
That's
it
the
to
problem.
Be the blackened corn.
That's
Instead,
the
I got Dawn dish soap in my mouth. It was nasty.
At least it's clean.
Yeah, right?
Hey.
Yeah. My mouth is super clean now.
Oh.
So it's like, I got to throw this on the old Facebook. What did you get in your mouth? We want to hear from you. Now, our dear friend Nina. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Jeremy.
Saw that post. You guys know Nina because she's on in the afternoons here at Mix 100.
Mm-hmm.
And she texted me and she's like, I have a story for you about what I got in my mouth. And I want you to tell everybody what you told me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, first of all, I hate that I'm outing myself on this because it's disgusting. This happened to me yesterday. I was at home and I was loving on my dogs. I have two dogs. I'm a dog person. And I was kissing my dog Bonzo on the head, just kiss, 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 smushing my face against his face, showing my dog some love. And then I got up and I kind of pressed my lips together and I felt something and I licked it.
Oh.
And I realized that I just ate my dog's eye booger.
Yes!
That got stuck to my lip.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh.
My God, that's Nina. Disgusting.
That's so gross.
What was your reaction?
She's like, delicious.
I freaked out. No, I freaked out. I was like, no way that actually just happened. I like tried to scramble it out of my mouth, and I did, and I saw it too, which is like the worst part.
Oh, Nina.
I'm like physically nauseous right now thinking about that.
That's disgusting.
So what did it taste like?
It was not good, but it was very salty. So if you like salt,
God, Nina,
that's disgusting.
If you're a salt person.
Nina. That is so
That's
gross.
Really gross. Okay, so that's what we're looking for.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was
God.
Nasty, guys.
Yeah, well at least you like didn't become like into it and now you're licking your dog's eye every day.
Oh.
Right.
That's so gross. All right, well, shout out to you and Bonzo and the Aigu. Thank you very much, Nina. We'll talk to you
Thanks,
later
guys.
This afternoon. See you later. Have
Thanks,
a good
day. Have a good morning.
Have gross. A good morning. Katie, Jeez. Did you ever get anything gross in your mouth?
I'm a mom, so things were gross in my mouth all the time. Like, if you have a baby, it just tends to happen. Like, plenty of time changing diapers, bodily fluids, like, you name it, it probably happened. So when it comes to the kid, lots of gross stuff. I told you guys a story recently about the dog slobber getting in my mouth when it shook its head. So, yeah, it happens quite often. But, you know, you deal with it. You roll with the punches.
Especially
right?
if you have a little boy, like that little water wiggle starts.
I know. Yeah.
Geez, yeah.
It's like a fountain.
Town.
It's like a water fountain.
It
it's
is.
It's so ugh. Gross.
What did you get in your mouth? It was kind of gross. 303-691-1649. Here's Kiki. Hi, Kiki.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what'd you get in your mouth?
Pee.
Yeah.
It was really gross. There it is.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I was saying before, like, it was a repressed memory, and when I heard that prompt, I was like, oh,
why is that happened to me. So what happened?
So my ex, just to preface this, he, like, was a construction worker, so he liked to pee in bottles. Like, it didn't happen often, but we went to, you know, we had a rat that was sick, so we took him to an emergency vet at night. So it was dark in my car. He peed in the bottle. Mm-mm. I had my own water bottle. We parked. I grabbed it. He was sitting right next to me. No pre-warning. No warning. And then I take a sip, and then I just open the door and just... So I didn't actually swallow anything.
Oh, but it was in your mouth.
It was in your mouth.
He laughed at me, and he didn't even say sorry.
He didn't even say sorry. Oh,
and it was like I was being overdramatic.
Like, yeah, you're like, just like, settle down. He's like, babe, it's just me. It's just me. It's just my pee. Don't worry about it.
No.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I wouldn't have made a big deal if I drank your pee.
Right. He's like, I thought you maybe were into it. I don't know.
I thought you liked my pee.
So it was never talked about again until this moment because, yeah, I just repressed it really deep down.
Never to be spoken of again.
I control-alt-deleted that from my brain.
Well,
yep.
This is what we're looking for. Oh, a swig of your boyfriend's urine.
Not a fan, if anyone's curious.
Yeah.
About it.
Kiki, thank you for making my morning. Thank you for the call.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, thank you guys.
See you later.
Oh, gosh.
That's
Jay.
Nasty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. So what was the gross thing you got in your mouth?
I was standing outside in the backyard, and I was yawning a really nice yawn, and almost in slow motion, I could see this fly coming right at me. Yes. I tried to close my mouth, but I was too deep into the yawn. He flew right in. I closed my mouth right behind me. Buzzed around in my mouth for like 2 seconds.
Oh, no.
Gross, Jay. Flies are on poop.
It buzzed around in your mouth?
Yes,
oh, no.
I know this. I know this.
No.
Did you swallow it or did you get out?
No, I spit him out, but it was like she just said, no, I could see him coming. It was like it was in slow motion. I was like, I can't get my mouth closed in time. And he just flew right into my mouth.
That was the best day of that fly's life. When he got out, he's like, freedom!
Told all his little fly buddies, you'll never guess what
happened
to me.
Never guess what happened to me today.
Oh, my gosh.
Jay, that's awesome. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Well, we're super dupes. We're getting a little cringy with this, but I love these stories. I just love them. So what'd you get in your mouth?
It wasn't me specifically, but I do work in labor and delivery.
Oh, okay. You got placenta in your mouth?
Know, not placenta. Amniotic fluid. Providers are always trying to get patients to push when their face is somewhere it shouldn't be.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And their water breaks.
No.
And right in their faces.
So what does it taste like?
Salty.
Salty. Everything's salty, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like how do you handle that kind of situation?
Well, seeing as how the mom's in a more vulnerable position.
Right.
Yeah.
We just kind of got to laugh it off.
You got to roll with it. Yeah, because you don't want them to feel like you're, you know,
as
uncomfortable.
You're standing there soaked, you're like, ah.
Yeah, like, you can't let them
happens off. All the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alexis, thank you. Very good call. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Full phone lines. Let's do a couple more. We're going to have to hop into a break here in a minute, but I want to get as many people on as possible. Joanna. Hi, Joanna. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. All right, what's the gross thing you got in your mouth?
So growing up, my much older brother would use leftover Dr. Pepper cans for his dip spit.
Oh, like the chew?
Oh, no.
And I sat down at our Macintosh desktop and was dialing into AOL and took a big swig and just projectile spit it all over the computer. To this day, I cannot drink any leftover drinks that are in cans.
Yeah, that's pretty foul.
Joanna, that's the worst. I've actually done that too. Zoe's dad used to chew, and I've taken a whole glug of some chew spit.
I can't even. That is like one of the most foul things on the planet.
It's disgusting. Someone else.
I'd rather
spit?
Have that baby fluid in my mouth that last lady was talking about.
Yes.
You know, I'd rather have baby fluid in my mouth. Funny. Thank you for making us all cringy, Joanna.
Yeah, thanks, Joanna.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, too.
All right, let's do one more, and then we'll hop into break. What was the weird thing, gross thing, nasty thing you got in your mouth? Let's keep the calls coming. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Bree, you've been holding the longest. Tell us, what'd you get in your mouth?
So, like Jay, I was a little different. I was driving along, drinking my delicious hot coffee, when I felt something in my mouth, and I was able to get it out of my mouth, and there was a boiled fly in my coffee.
No! Why is it so gross?
Boiled, too? All of its germs were fermented?
So super squishy.
Yeah.
Super squish. Yeah.
I was enjoying my nice morning, drinking my coffee, and it turned into a nightmare.
Down the hatch.
You didn't just say protein. Yay.
But really, it's just a bug. I mean, you know, you'll survive.
I kind of wish I would have swallowed it and never known.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just laying there. You're like,
never knew.
Oh, my God. Where's my Listerine? I need Listerine immediately.
Still have not gone back to the same coffee shop. So can't hold that cup.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great story, Bree. Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you, thank you. Have a great day. Rich wrote in and said, I worked construction. I was eating lunch one day when some dust blew onto my sandwich and my fingers. I licked my fingers and went ahead and bit into the sandwich because I'm in construction. Turned out it was cement powder.
Oh, no.
Nom, nom, nom. He said my mouth tasted a little funny for about a week.
Oh, yeah. I have a rock in my stomach.
Pretty gross.
I'm sure it was kind of hard to chew,
An evil Tina wrote in and said, I was drinking a soda at a picnic, felt something slimy go up the straw. I spit it out and saw a slug twitching on the table. Turns out my younger cousins were collecting slugs in the yard and then placing them in my Coke can.
You know, that can kill you. There are people that have eaten slugs as a dare and stuff and died because of the stuff that they have on them.
Because it's the poison on the bottom, right?
It's the poison
they
have
on
them.
Because they secrete a poison.
Gross. It can kill you.
Josh, what have you had in your mouth?
the one thing that I can think of right away, my sister, we actually called her like Halfway Hannah because she never ate anything. She never ate a full meal. She always eat it like halfway. And so she had some food that she was eating and munching on. I guess she didn't like it. So she spit it back out on the plate. And I didn't notice that. Now she had half a meal left. And I was like, I'm still hungry. Let me have your food.
Oh, no.
She just said yes. And I ate everything. And I got to the point that she had already pre-chewed for me.
Yes.
And
like
I was
mama
eating
bird.
It. And it was already like moist and cold and wet, but I munch it down anyway. And then she's like, oh, you ate all of it. And I was like, yeah. She's like, I had half of that food chewed and spit up back out.
Oh,
and I ate and swallowed and enjoyed the meal that she had already made.
She then
threw
it up?
That's disgusting.
No, I felt horrible and sick to my stomach, but I did not actually throw
it. Hannah.
Well, it was past
everywhere.
Swallowed it. So.
I know. It would have grossed me out. Digesting at this point.
It was disgusting. Yeah. You know, our two sports guys over with the Avs on live TV, one of the guys took a sip of the dip cup on live TV.
On live TV.
And we got that reaction.
Was it Scott Hastings?
No, it was Mark Mosier and Mark Rycroft.
Okay.
On live TV. That's how he sounded.
Sports.
The dip spit.
What's the gross thing you had in your mouth? 303-691-1649. Let's see. Viv and Jessica have been holding the longest, so let's do them first. Hi, Viv. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey, you.
Thanks
for
having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. What did you get in your mouth?
So I was at a barbecue, and I think this is a theme with pop cans and barbecues, is I was sharing a soda with my little niece. She was about two. She was a toddler. So she took my soda, and she wandered off. And a few minutes later, she came back, and I grabbed the soda and took a big drink. And it not only was it warm, it was lumpy, and I started feeling a lot of pain in my mouth. And the next thing I know, I had swallowed or you know, taken in bees. And they were stinging me inside of my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh.
So you got stung, like, on your tongue.
Like, in your mouth.
On your cheek.
In my mouth. Oh. Yeah, I had a mouthful of, like, I think it was two bees. I spit them out right away, but they had already stung me. So not only did I, you know, taste something disgusting, but my face was huge.
Yeah. Well, I can't blame the bees, you know. I'd rather do that than get swallowed.
Let me out of here.
I can't blame them either.
Yeah.
But no more cans and barbecues.
Oh,
ever
no.
Smart move. The cans and the kids do not mix at all.
No,
at
definitely
all.
Not.
No, they don't.
Viv, we can't thank you enough for having us on in the morning. Thank you for your story. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Bye, Viv. All right, Jessica's been holding a minute. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's the really gross thing you got in your mouth?
So it actually wasn't me. It was my husband, but we love telling the story. So we had just gotten home with our first baby, and I went to go take a nice hot shower in my own shower, and he came running in, and he's like, I got the baby poop in my mouth. The baby pooped in my mouth.
I was like,
how did that happen? Yeah. So he explained, we lived in a one-bedroom apartment. He laid the baby on the bed with the bottom facing him. Rookie mistake. You put the baby sideways.
Yes.
The butt's facing, not you. And the second he took the diaper off, the poop came shooting at him.
Right into the mouth.
He learned real quick, though, didn't
Honestly,
he?
Honestly, I think every parent has been there. I think I had my kids poop in my,
mouth.
You know, when you're cleaning them and then you don't know and you've got it on your hand and you got to, like, pick something out of your tooth and you're like, oh, well, that's poop.
You have to bend their legs in ways that I'd probably do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Just comes shooting out
at
you.
I can't blame them. You can't blame them.
So no kisses for your husband for a while, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no.
Pretty good. Jess, thank you for this story. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Jess.
You too.
Somebody wrote in, where was it? Much like Josh, Kyle says, I took a big gulp of my milkshake, felt something chunky and swallowed. Turns out my little brother had backwashed a half-chewed chicken nugget into it. Freaking gross is what he wrote.
That's disgusting.
Freaking gross.
That's disgusting.
That is gross.
Can I read one really quick? Yeah. This is a personal friend who's listening to the show, and she wrote in to me and said, I was at Buffalo Wild Wings with a group of friends, and a buddy of mine took a shot, couldn't handle it, and threw up in a cup.
My friend
did not notice, and she took a huge gulp of the vomit in the drink. And she said she started throwing up right afterwards. Can you imagine drinking someone else's vomit?
That's love.
That's pretty bad.
I got a good vomit story. I got a good one.
Let's get out
to all these callers that have been holding for a minute. Brenda, hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a gross one, or at least it scarred me for life.
Tell us right now.
I was a kid, probably 12 years old, and had been helping my family in the living room the day before with some minor construction, and had set a soda can up on the fireplace. And so next morning, I come tootling in, and I realize, oh, I still have my soda there. Took a big glug of it, and I felt something like a lump on my tongue.
Oh.
So I put it in my palm and saw this weird brown little ball thing. To my horror, 8 legs uncurled themselves, and it was a live spider.
Oh, no.
Why is it so gross? Why is that so gross?
No,
a
and terrifying,
big, wet
too.
Spider.
Like, oh.
And it was a big one. It was not like a dinky one. It was,
bad. Like good eating. That's like, that would have taken care of lunch for you, That's gross. Brenda, thank you for the call. That's nasty.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Go brush your teeth.
That's so bad.
Samantha, what's the weird thing you got in your mouth?
So I actually have two things. The first is my husband and I were road tripping through rural Panama, and we stopped at a restaurant. I ordered a glass of white wine. I'm drinking it, and I look down in the bottom, and I see a little brown thing in there. Fish it out with a butter knife, and it was definitely a mouse turd.
No.
You got to call poison control.
Where was this again? A bottle of wine or a glass of wine?
It was a glass of wine at a restaurant in rural Panama, the country.
Mouse turd in it? That's disgusting.
One little mouse turd at the very bottom of the glass.
That's a little protein.
Well,
that's
down the hatch.
Or hantavirus.
Probably even more disgusting. I wear a night guard, and it was dark in the bathroom, whatever. I just popped it in my mouth, and there was a crunch. Pulled it out. There was an earwig in my
night guard. The little pincher bugs.
Crushed with my two front teeth.
Split it open.
Honestly, at least it didn't pinch your tongue.
I know. At least it didn't bite you.
It was in the teeth part of my night guard.
My wife wears one of those night guards. It's the sexiest
thing
ever.
Yeah, tell her to look at it before she puts it in her mouth.
Yeah, seriously, rinse it off.
You never know.
Are you like in our household, Samantha? If that thing's going in for the night, there's no loving going on?
Yeah.
I always know on a Friday night if the mouth guard's in, there's no loving. All right, Samantha, you're funny. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks.
No, I'm not making out with you today. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
I have a headache.
What's the weird, nasty, gross thing you got in your mouth? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios. We got a few more here. Hey, Karen.
Hey. So mine's less revolting than that one, but I was at an Asian restaurant with friends, and I had never had edamame before. And so I sit down at the table. I came in late, and there was like a bowl of edamame in front of me. So I grab a piece, and I start eating it. And first, I didn't know they're not supposed to eat like the shell. So mm-hmm. just sitting there chewing and chewing for 10 minutes. But what I didn't realize was that bowl was actually like the discards of what someone else had put down after they had pulled the beans out of their edamame.
I was hoping that was not what you were going to say, Karen. Oh, gosh. You ate
like
other
the parts
people's.
That were in their mouth already.
Oh. Karen. And you know they sucked on them to get that edamame
so
out.
So sucked on them.
Like, oh, they put their lips all over that. Oh, man. Rough.
Well, you know, not as bad as pooping stuff,
yeah,
but very
still
gross.
Pretty gross. Yeah.
Pretty cringy. Karen, have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Karen.
Thanks.
Bye.
We're talking the weird, gross things that you've gotten in your mouth. Caitlin wrote in and said, I was half asleep in the morning. I grabbed what I thought was my tube of toothpaste. It was actually the dog's fish flavored and chicken toothpaste.
Oh!
She says, I pretty much tasted that in my mouth all day long. So she ended up using the dog's toothpaste in her mouth. Lauren says, my toddler handed me a sippy cup, and without thinking, I was just kind of joking and acting like I was drinking it. I took a sip. It was warm, chunky milk from who knows when. The smell alone as I spit it out was a crime against humanity.
Oh, yes.
And that's from Lauren.
Spoiled milk in a bottle's got to be up there with the worst smells on the planet.
Mm. Melanie, what's the gross thing you got in your mouth?
So, you know, I'm running late, have an event to go to, and drying my hair at home while I'm eating my breakfast. Took a big bite of very dense cinnamon on my toast, and no, it was hair dye.
Oh, oh my gosh.
And the thing is, it was not cinnamon toast. I was really excited about the cinnamon that I forgot putting on there.
Wait a minute, you're laughing so much I can't understand you. So it wasn't cinnamon toast. What was on it?
Hair dye.
Yeah, it was just straight hair dye.
Hair dye.
But you just
thought,
you
thought
had
it was
just,
cinnamon.
And you had just like
it
butter
was cinnamon,
toast.
And I was thinking, oh, I forgot that I made cinnamon toast.
I might as well just dig right in.
Yeah, right.
I love cinnamon toast.
It totally looks like cinnamon.
Yeah.
And
I
then
love it.
Let me tell you one more. I don't know if they do this everywhere, but Adams County used to do a special day called Free Dump Day.
Yeah.
And my dad always loves Dump Day, so we would go with him. And I will just say, don't wear chapstick on Free Dump Day.
Because everything sticks to it.
It's very windy at the dump.
Yeah, and you never know what you're getting in your mouth.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty.
Melanie.
Oh, Melanie.
That was the worst.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Just flying right in your mouth.
So what color was your tongue afterwards? Was it like a nice blonde or what?
Yeah, dark brown.
Dark brown, okay.
Burgundy, yeah.
Cinnamon.
Beautiful.
Cinnamon color.
Your tongue looks very sexy. Very nice.
Yeah.
Melanie, thank you for the laughs. You have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Josh is trying to work through these. I'm going to throw a few of them on hold really quick. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you think about this topic? Are you kind of getting cringy?
Oh, I am trying so hard not to gag. I'm not even kidding.
Isn't it fantastic? I love it.
Oh, it's so gross.
I love
so
this
gross.
Kind of stuff.
I think this is the only time I'm not hungry, Alex, is right now with this topic.
I want to eat a spider.
I'm really not at all jealous of any of these things that people have experienced.
No.
Not at all.
Seriously. So do you have a story of what you got in your mouth?
Oh, I do.
Tell me.
I do. So I don't like sponges, like, at all. When I do dishes, I use a scrubber or I use dish gloves. And my best friend has known this. And I've been this way since I was, like, a young teenager doing dishes, right? Well, for my 16th birthday, she decided that it would be hilarious to give me her disgusting dirty dish sponge from her own parents' sink. And she like chased me around the house with it. Like, and it's still wet. It's not dry. It's wet. And she like cornered me, climbed on top of me on the couch and squeezed it over my head. And while I'm screaming bloody murder, because this is like my nightmare come true, right?
Tell me when in your mouth.
I get this disgusting foreign like dishwater in my mouth.
Yes, oh, so gross.
I was hoping you wouldn't go there. Alex, no.
Alex, this is so cringy because I am 100% with you. Like, dish sponges gross me out.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. So to have somebody squeeze one in your mouth, my God. This is the best day ever.
So gross.
I love it. You made my day, Alex. Aww, you made my day.
You made me sick, Alex.
I'm not the only one. Yeah. My husband thinks I'm a nutbag.
No, I don't even like touching those. I don't like looking at them because all I can think of is those things are full of salmonella.
So
like,
bad.
They're so
And they just like, you touch them and then it leaves your hand smelling disgusting for the next 24 hours.
Yes. I am so with you.
That sponge smell is something else.
We could hang out. Alex, this has been a fantastic call. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. You guys too.
See you later. Alex.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
I can't.
She's
with that
spot
one.
It's so gross. Carly.
Hi.
Hey, you. What'd you get in your mouth?
I work in an OR, and I was kneeling down next to the bed at the end of the procedure, and the patient was still prone, so they weren't supposed to be extubated yet, so it was a perfect storm, but the patient was extubated with me right next to the bedside, and the loogie that was on the ET tube was flung into my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Did you just projectile vomit after that, or what? What do you do?
Somebody else was loogie in your mouth. No.
It was horrible, and it was not supposed to happen because everything was going, you know, there's a lot of procedures in place to prevent that to happen, and everything just went like.
Tell me you swallowed it. Did you swallow it?
No, I spit it out. I went and washed my face. I like had a little panic attack. It was really gross.
I would have just gone home. I'm done. Thank you. Have a good day.
Throw your hands
up. I want to leave for the day now.
Yeah.
I'm changing careers.
Oh my gosh.
The anesthesiologist that did it to me didn't even like realize what had happened. And so I told him afterwards, and he like didn't think that it was a big deal. So for the next like 3 years, every time I saw him, I like reminded him what he had done to me.
From there on out, my nickname for you, if we worked together, you'd be Loogie. Like from there on out. No more Carly. You are here now known as Loogie.
I had somebody cough with a trach. That trach loogie got flung into my face, but not into my mouth.
This is why I didn't go into the medical field.
Like, you need to not work there anymore.
This is why I didn't go into medical field.
I don't. I left.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, you left? Good. Good for you, smart man, Carly.
Carly,
for you as well, go brush your teeth. Have a good day, all right?
Bye.
Oh,
jeez,
my gosh,
man.
Guys.
That's revolting.
Somebody else is loogie.
I'm going to throw up. Like, I think
I'm a little nauseous. I'm not going to lie.
I feel great. This is awesome. This is making me so incredibly happy. I love all of this. All right, let's do Luke, Dakota, and Crystal, and then we'll probably wrap it up so Katie can go rock this off. Luke!
Hey, guys.
Hey,
buddy. So we're talking we're good. We're talking the gross things that you've gotten in your mouth. What's your story?
Man, so back in college, University of Wyoming, had a pretty crazy night of partying Saturday night. So Sunday, me and the boys are hanging out, watching football, laying around. We usually treated ourselves to this gourmet Thai chicken pizza from the local pizza joint. So ordered that, sitting there, not feeling great that morning, and bite into the pizza, first bite, and start chewing and feel something weird in there. Pull out of my mouth a bloody Band-Aid.
Yes, you did. Dude. Yes, you did.
That's because you chewed the thumb up that it was on.
Oh, God.
Dude. So you have no idea whose Band-Aid it was?
Dude, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I would have emptied my bowels. Oh, my gosh. And you had no idea. You had no idea whose Band-Aid that was.
No idea, but I did call the place and got free pizza for a year.
Oh, yeah,
I
you did.
Been yeah, like, do you that want it?
I'll be like, keep your pizza. We good.
Seriously.
We good. Luke, that's a great story, buddy.
That's
thank you for calling.
That's very gross.
See you guys.
Later.
Thanks, Luke.
Dakota, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what'd you get in your mouth?
Used piece of bubble gum.
Of course you did.
Oh.
How did that happen?
So middle school, like my favorite potato chip flavor is salt and vinegar. So I'm sitting, just eating chips, watching TV one day, and I put a chip in my mouth and I went bit down on it and it was hard. Like there was something on it that was weird. And like I pulled it out and it was a bright pink chewed piece of bubble gum stuck to the other side of the chip.
That's just the prize in the package, right? That's the prize you get.
Yeah, bonus.
What kind of chips were you eating?
The salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
Is that what she
favorite.
Said?
Yeah, salt and vinegar.
Yes.
Oh.
That name I'm not going to say, but
yeah,
you know.
Don't say the name. Yeah. But,
have you eaten? I was going to say, have you eaten them since?
Oh, I still eat them, but every time I eat a chip now, I inspect each side.
Yeah,
as you should.
As you should.
As
check
you
it
should.
Out first.
Jeez. Dakota, thank you for the call. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dakota.
All right, Crystal, you get the final word on this. What did you have in your mouth?
Okay, so my daughter came up to me when she was about 3 or 4, and she was pointing at her mouth, and so I thought she was hurt, so I picked her up. And I went to go kiss her, and she threw up in my face.
Yeah. Right in mama's mouth.
Bah. Yeah, that'll happen.
She vomit all in my mouth, and it was the most disgusting thing ever.
That's so gross. So, that happened to Knick Knack. We were out at a wine tasting event, and our son was really young, and he looked her right in the face and threw up, and it went right in her mouth at the wine tasting event. It was the worst thing ever. Oh, but
I feel for her.
And she's like, the my God, it's in my mouth.
The only thing you can be thankful for is it was your own kid, because somebody else's kid, I think I would have just called it. I'm done.
Just left them. Just put them down and walk away.
Exactly.
Crystal, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
go brush
Crystal.
Your teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye. Oh, my God, you guys. Thank you so much for the calls. That made my day.
Yeah.
That made me so happy.
I mean,
we need to go take a walk, though. Let's go take a walk for a few minutes.
I need the restroom.
We'll be back.